We say good morning to Dr. John Sigel. He's a leading reconstructive foot and ankle surgeon who has practiced in central Illinois since 2004. He's a Springfield native, owner of the Foot and Ankle Center of Illinois, and spokesperson for the Illinois Podiatric. What is it?
Podiatric.
Normally, I don't have problem with that one.
Yeah.
Podiatric, not podiatrist, that's for certain.
Yeah.
Podiatric.
Yeah, association, yeah.
Talk about the association before we move on.
Well, yeah, that's just our state society, so it's kind of the legal representative for all the podiatrists in the state of Illinois. They lobby for us in the state and try and, you know, pass legislation, that kind of thing.
This is the 77th anniversary of the American Diabetes Association. Each November, tens of thousands of people join the crusade to heighten the nation's awareness. Doctor, tell me, what is the connection, if you will, what are some of the major foot problems associated with diabetes, and what can people do about it?
Yeah, this is the national month that's trying to recognize and make people aware of diabetes, and it is a definite epidemic. There's over 10 million Americans right now that have diabetes that don't know that they have diabetes and have not been diagnosed yet, and it is a really devastating disease if it's undiagnosed and untreated. Treated and controlled, people can live normal lives, but when it gets out of control, things happen to the body, in particular the foot and the ankle, and that's what we're here to talk about this morning. You know, a lot of things can happen. Peripheral neuropathy is one of the biggest things, where patients lose sensation in their feet. Peripheral arterial disease, where you get calcifications within your arteries, which the diabetics are hugely prone to, cuts off blood flow, and it makes it difficult to heal, ulcerations or any kind of injuries to the foot and ankle, and it can lead to serious deformities of the foot and ankle that can actually become limb-threatening, and there's been over 73,000, I think, in the year 2010 alone of amputations of diabetic limbs in this country, so that's just this country.
How early is early for diagnosing and avoiding what you just talked about?
Well, I mean, it starts with a family care doctor and checking your blood sugar, and little things that trigger it is loss of appetite or over-appetite, you know, light weight loss or weight gain are some things that people look at, and once it's diagnosed, then controlling the blood sugar is really the biggest thing. Blood sugars become high, organs start failing, and things start happening to the foot and the ankle. If you keep that under control, you can really live with it.
Tell me about peripheral neuropathy. Why is that such a concern? What can we do about it?
Yeah, it's a big concern because if you lose sensation to your feet, you don't realize if you have an injury. So a diabetic person that doesn't have sensation might be walking around, get a small blister on their toe or blister on the bottom of their foot just from an ill-fitting shoe. If you can't feel that, you just keep marching right through it, and that little blister can turn into an ulcer, that can turn into an infection, it can get into the bone, and that's when it starts becoming limb-threatening. Little things like fractures even, you know, you may have a stress fracture. If you can't feel the stress fracture, you keep walking on that fracture, it becomes a full fracture, and then the bones surrounding it become fractured, and then it almost looks like a mini time bomb goes off in the foot, and you get a club-looking foot, basically, afterwards.
What's vascular disease, peripheral vascular disease? I heard you mention that.
Yeah, vascular disease is another really bad complication of diabetes, and it's limited blood flow to your extremities. And if the blood flow is not good, you end up with sensations of having cold feet all the time, and the skin stops producing the oils that normally would be produced to keep it supple. So you get dry skin, it becomes cracked, and those cracks can turn into infections. And if there's no blood flow, your body has no way of fighting off infection and no way of healing it. So it's a very serious problem. And the biggest thing I tell patients to look for is if when you're walking, if you start getting cramping in your legs, or if you're sleeping at nighttime and get woken up from cramping in your legs, that's a very serious sign that you might have problems with your blood flow. And that should be a trigger to come into either your family doctor or to a podiatrist to have your blood flow checked.
I hear of ulcers a lot. I never think about ulcers connecting with the feet. Is that such a thing?
Yeah, it's probably the primary spot on the body that people develop ulcers. And again, it goes right along with the peripheral arterial disease and the neuropathy. If you get little things that ding your skin that normally you and I would feel and say, hey, I'm going to stop walking on that because it hurts, you don't, and you develop a full thickness hole in the skin. That's what an ulcer is. And so now the meat, so to say, is now showing, and infection can get in there. And if you don't have blood flow to heal this, and you don't have sensation, That's what leads to serious infection, hospitalization, and a lot of times loss of body parts, unfortunately.
Does skin color change when I'm impacted by diabetes or diabetic?
Yeah, absolutely it does, and that goes along with the peripheral arterial disease. You know, when your foot is down in a dependent position, meaning gravity is pulling blood down, you have nice kind of pink and sometimes even reddish appearing skin. And if you elevate your foot above your heart and no longer have gravity pulling it down there, the foot will most often turn white. And that's a very serious sign that you have peripheral vascular disease, and that's very easy to check in your own home. Via your spouse or a child can even tell you, yeah, wow, that really turned different color. And so, color change is a big thing to look for.
Dr. John Sigal is with us. What about calluses? I mean, those are fairly common.
Yeah, you know, little things like ingrown toenails and calluses, bunion deformities, hammer toes, things that we live with our whole lives that don't really bother us if you're diabetic. These are all things that you need to actually deal with and protect against, because calluses are pressure points where your bones are hitting the ground and abnormally, and your body's natural defense is to build a callus. Well, in a diabetic, that becomes thick, and now it's a huge pressure point, and if there's bad blood flow and no sensation, that's what turns to the blister, that turns to the ulcer, that turns to the very serious medical complication.
Let's talk about something you alluded to. Amputation scares the heck out of people who are in fact diabetic.
Yeah.
Talk about it, please.
Yeah, and it's a very serious problem, and you know, one out of every five diabetics will end up having an amputation. So that's about 20% of everyone who has diabetes faces this very serious problem of having loss of a body part. And generally, it happens in the foot and the ankle, because that's what you're walking on. That's the area that ulcerates, and that's also the furthest spot from your heart. So when you do have blood flow issues, that's the hot spot, because that's the farthest part from your pump that's getting the blood to that area. So, like I said, 78,000 Americans had amputations in the year 2010 alone from this complication.
He is Dr. John Sigal is with us. He is, of course, leading reconstructive foot and ankle surgeon, practice Central Illinois. He is the owner of the Foot and Ankle Center of Illinois. Remind him where that's located.
It's 2921 Montvale Drive, so it's halfway between the Schnucks and the MCL cafeteria.
Now, let's talk about some tips for prevention. What can people do? What can they look for?
Well, the biggest thing I tell my patients is to check your shoes, because if you've lost sensation, you might have a little pebble in your shoe or a piece of debris. I mean, we get stuff in our shoes all the time. If you check for that stuff and dump it out of your shoe before you put it on, you can prevent problems, because if you can't feel those things, that can turn to an ulcer. And the second big thing is just check between your toes. No one really does that, and those are hot spots for fungal infection, cracked skin that can lead to infection. And if you can't get down there and actually look at it, put a mirror on the floor and sit on your bed and look at the mirror, because that'll show you the bottom of your foot. And if you can recognize these things early and come in for treatment, you can prevent major problems.
Dr. John Sigal, walk me through how can they get a hold of you or make contact or make a visit with you so they could talk more extensively about what we talked about today.
Our phone number is 787-2700, and our website is www.myfootandanklecenter.com. And it's got a wealth of information on all these conditions.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask how your significant other, your wife, is doing in the book business.
You know, Maria's doing wonderful. She just had a book signing at Barnes & Noble. She's on her third novel now,
wow.
And she sold out of all those books in one afternoon at Barnes & Noble here in Springfield. It was really impressive.
Congratulations. Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, thank
good
you for having
me. Have a good holiday season. Merry Christmas to you and
too.
Yours.
You guys
thank
take
you.
Care.